Proclamation number 7786 of 2nd of January, 1961. The Living Witness to Jesus Christ. You shall bear witness to me. I.e., you shall proclaim me in Jesus Christ. When I once sent my disciples out into the world to proclaim the gospel to people, they were to mention my act of salvation, for all people were to learn about what the Father's love has done for his children. And therefore my first disciples were witnesses who had experienced my way of life, my path to the cross and my suffering and death, and thus were also able to give living testimony of me. And thus my name and my teaching were carried out into the world. The disciples, who are constantly close to me, I was able to initiate into the deepest secrets, which they also understood after the outpouring of the Spirit. And thus they were enabled to teach, to proclaim of me and to testify of the work of mercy I had accomplished for humanity. If I had not been able to initiate these disciples into my plan of salvation, they would only have mentioned the work of a man. But thus they recognized me, and only this realization gave them the persuasiveness of their words, for they believed in me and my mission as the human being Jesus, and I myself was also able to strengthen their spirit and put the right words into their mouths so that their testimony of me was a living one. For people should all learn to believe in me as the divine Redeemer who redeemed the world from sin and death. But they also had to be truthfully instructed, which my disciples were well able to do, for they were taught by me myself. They were trained for the teaching ministry, for the task with which I sent them out into the world. The knowledge of Jesus Christ, in whom I embodied myself in order to redeem humanity's guilt of sin, must reach all people. And therefore I train disciples for myself again and again who shall testify of me and can do so vividly, because I myself impart to them the knowledge of my life on earth, of the mission of the man Jesus and of the great significance of his act of salvation. For all people must find their way to him if they want to enter the kingdom of light redeemed when their souls leave the body in a spiritual kingdom, which is their true home, accepts them again. Then the Divine Redeemer himself can open the gates for them. Then I myself can accept my children into my kingdom again, which, however, is not possible without redemption through Jesus Christ. And thus it is your most important task to inform your fellow human beings of Jesus Christ as soon as you have received this knowledge from me. As soon as I myself have instructed you through my Spirit about the significance of the act of salvation, about Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, in whom I myself accomplish the act of salvation. Only he who possesses this knowledge himself can pass it on. Only someone of living faith can testify to me. For my Spirit works in him and truly instructs him from within and gives him the ability to pass on his knowledge to his fellow human beings. And thus he can testify of me in Jesus, who died on the cross for the sins of humanity. And thus anyone who can speak of me in a living way will also truly be able to demonstrate spiritual success, for he will find faith with his fellow human beings. For they will feel addressed by me myself, they will have understanding for the act of salvation and want to belong to those for whom I shed my blood on the cross. For they will not be dead speeches, they will go to the heart and lead to him, to Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer, who is only the shell for me because I wanted to redeem the great guilt of sin, because I wanted to take the guilt upon myself and atone for it. And this could only happen in the shell of a human being. And thus you humans should take notice of your father's overwhelming love and never forget what he has done for you. And you shall always bear witness to his act of salvation, because I myself introduced you to this knowledge through my spirit, for you can give a living testimony, as my disciples were also able to do when they experienced me myself when I walked across the earth. For only someone who has a living faith in me can also give a living testimony, for his thinking is enlightened, he stands in knowledge, in light, and can therefore also radiate light and make his fellow human beings happy with it. Amen.